think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, tonight at the Palm Springs Downtown Park, a tribute to Elton John, 7 o'clock. Bring your lawn chairs, be there. Get something to eat, a bucket of chicken, a bottle of wine. It's wonderful. Okay, so Nigel's playing the music of the real Elton John all week. Turn it up just a little for me.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife.
It's coming.
It's lonely out.
I can hear it. Da, 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 da.
Oh. On such a timeless flight.
Is that
long,
it?
Long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find
Rocket Man.
The man they think
I was going to say Piano Man. That would not have been right. Rock. Yes. Gosh darn it.
Rocket Man.
Nigel, that's Rocket Man. Hey, you everybody. Joy Pals, come out there tonight. Say, if you find me and say hello to me, I'll carry some secret gift certificates with me. Okay, Joey pals, let's go to the theater. Let's step into the box office. So we say hello to Tracy Essex.
Hi, Joey. Great to be here. And some exciting things coming up. A lot of the theaters are starting to wrap up their season between now and May. And then it will be a dull summer, with the exception of a few theaters who are going to keep some things going. And we'll talk more about that next month. So while California may have lifted the mask mandate, many of the Coachella Valley's theaters are keeping masks in place. So before you head out to see your favorite play, call their box office, get up to speed, know what you need to know about mask requirements, and whether or not you need to have your vaccination card handy. Here's a look at what's on stage throughout our valley. CV Rep, starting now, is Closer Than Ever, a wonderful musical. Joyous, written by the Tony-nominated team of Maltby and Shire, it's sometimes funny, sometimes uplifting, sometimes inspiring, and always entertaining. It's a loving look at the wonders and blunders of everyday life, filled with tuneful songs and comic moments that'll make you laugh and touch your heart. You know Julie Garnier. Yeah, of course you do, Joey. You know everybody. But Julie Garnier is starring in the show. Tickets are on sale now. On March 30th, Michael Childers will be the featured guest at CV Rep's Luminary Luncheon. And if you could only see on radio, Joey's giving me the thumbs up. She will be there as our guest. Michael is creating a complete show for this luncheon. It's CV Rep's first luminary event. Truly an event. Ann Hampton Callaway, David Zippel, and one of our sponsors, KESQ's news anchor, Peter Dott, will be doing the interviews and hosting the show. Seating is limited. Get your tickets today. And then CV Rep ends its season of plays with Native Gardens. On stage from April 12th through the 24th, this lighthearted comedy with some heavier threads woven in provides just the right amount of entertainment. Tickets are on sale now. Visit cvrep.org. Desert Ensemble Theater Company, March 25th to the 27th and April 1st to the 3rd. Desert Ensemble Theater Company presents All This Intimacy. First produced by New York's Second Stage Theater, All This Intimacy is a sex comedy gone wrong. It involves one man's responsible for three simultaneous pregnancies and myriad complications. Only a show that Desert Ensemble Theater Works could put together. Great team. Visit DETC Theater, spelled the right way, theatre.org. Then we've got Desert Theater Works, still on its run of Neil Simon's I Ought to Be in Pictures. This is one of Neil Simon's comedic gems. Herb Tucker is a struggling screenwriter suffering from writer's block. To make matters worse, his forgotten past just showed up on his doorstep in the form of Libby, his young teenage daughter he abandoned along with her mother and brother years early. Comedy ensues in this fast-paced, witty, and heartfelt play. Tickets are on sale now. From March 18th through April 10th, Desert Theater Works presents Little Shop of Horrors. Don't miss this blockbuster musical comedy. Ending the season, Desert Theater Works will present Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I love that show. Isn't that a great one? On stage from April 22nd to May 8th. For more information on these shows or to buy tickets, visit dtworks.org. Desert Performs, Michael Shaw, what a great guy. That's my pitch. I love Michael Shaw. He's a genius. Yeah, so they'll present The Mountaintop on stage from March 4th through the 13th. You've probably heard about this a time or two. It's been postponed. Clark and Michael really made sure they were safe and the actors were safe and they did everything right. They've put it off a couple of times and it starts on the 4th. This is a reimagined depiction of Martin Luther King's Last Night on Earth, set entirely in room 306 of the Lorraine Motel on the eve of his assassination. After delivering his famous I've Been to the Mountaintop speech, King goes to the Lorraine Motel to rest. His world is spun on his axis when he meets Kameh, a young, feisty, and foul-mouthed maid who delivers his room service. This quick 90-minute performance has no intermission. Then Desert Performs ends their season with Every Brilliant Thing. You're a 6-year-old, mom is in the hospital, and dad says she's done something stupid. Hard to be happy? Well, this 6-year-old starts to make a list of everything that's brilliant about the world. Soon the list will take on a life of its own. This is a great, great play. If you probably don't know much about it, I researched it because I was like, what is that? Phenomenal story.
Did they find a 6-year-old actor?
They find the most incredible talent, as only Michael Shaw can do. Yeah. So for information or tickets, visit desartperforms.com. Last look at theaters in our valley is Palm Canyon Theater and some great shows coming up there. Through March 13th, it's playing now. Ends March 13th, catch Palm Springs Getaway. From March 31st to April 3rd, see Cyrano de Bergerac, this well-known tale of a man with an absurdly large nose whose love for Roxanne knows no bounds. Ta-da-dum-dum. Woo! Everybody loves a pun.
Good girl.
From April 22nd to May 1st, don't miss Monty Python's Spamalot, a farce about King Arthur and his knights. Visit Palm Canyon Theater, spelled properly, .com. And that's a look at the local theaters. And now for a fun quiz. What are the top 10 plays of all time? Any guesses, Joey? What's your favorite?
I love The King and I.
Oh, that's a great one. Mine, I'm going to say, is The Music Man. Mm-hmm. Love. So let's see if they made the list.
Okay.
There's many different lists out there, and it depends on which one you want to agree with. But most of the lists include these top 10 in chronological order. From 1956, My Fair Lady. 1957, West Side Story, and everybody has seen it. I'm sure it's a classic.
And they're remaking it.
They're remaking it. I know. Oh. 1959, The Sound of Music. 1971, Jesus Christ Superstar. 1975, Chicago. Hard to believe it's that old, but it is. 1979, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. 1985, Les Miserables. 1986, Phantom of the Opera.
I'm surprised. Well, this is in chronological order, not in the order of popularity. Right. It might be number one for all we know. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Let's see. What's Joey's number one? 1986, Phantom of the Opera. 1996, Rent. In 2015, Hamilton. Was that your number one pick?
I would have thought Phantom might have been the highest grossing or the most appearances or something like that. But these are all things we love.
Absolutely. And Rolling Stone's readers poll has some different takes. Their readers added the Rocky Horror Picture Show, of course, Cabaret, and again, Rent was still on that list. Then let's look at our last little quiz take here is... Okay. Forget fandom and follow the cash. The four biggest lifetime earners and still going strong are number one, The Lion King, number two, Phantom of the Opera, number three, and this surprised me, Mamma Mia. Wow. And number four, this of course had to make it, Cats. My favorite, The Music Man, did not make any of these lists.
And I think the dance sequence, Shall We Dance in The King and I, maybe my favorite musical comedy number. Maybe it's because it's Yul Brynner and Deborah Carr, but there's something about them. Again, I mean, there's just something about that. I got goosebumps right now. Okay, but our favorites didn't make the list.
They did not, but we'll take another look next month at some of the ones that should have made lists but didn't, and some of the biggest duds in all-time play history. That means I will see you in April for the next edition of The Box Office for The Joey English Show. I'm Tracy Essex.
And if somebody wants to ask you a question, your email is?
TESSEX@cvrep.org.
That was great. I feel like I need an intermission. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, Joey. See you next month.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.